Actionnaire detecting a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Jan Rawlings. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 12/15/22, Mrs. Rawlings performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airway obstruction period. Although the air velocity index was less than 1, comma, the ratio of FEF 25-75 or FVC was greater than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 4/21/22, there's been no significant change. Period. Epigraph impression, moderate restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity, showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Nancy Ludlow. This goes to Dr. Newsom on 12/15/22. Mrs. Ludlow performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was severely impaired. It was a severe impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 8/17/22. There's been some deterioration in lung function, period, epigraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing some progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Fred Chapman. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 12/15/22, Mr. Chapman performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there was a mild to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/9/22, there's been no significant change in the post bronchodilator study period, epigraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Alan Burr, B-U-R-R. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 12/15/22, Mr. Burr performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired. And there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/2/22, there's been no significant change, period. Epigraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on John Curry. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 12/15/22, Mr. Curry performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and it was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Epigraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on George Fullas, F-U-L-L-A-S. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 12/15/22, Mr. Fullas performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild to moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. There was minimal response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Period, epigraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Leija, L-E-I-J-H-A, Helga, H-E-L-G-A. This goes to Dr. Strickland on 12/15/22. Mrs. Iga performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. Without airways obstruction period, the air velocity index was greater than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8 period. There was insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Epigraph impression, severe restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction and without bronchial reactivity period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Wilton Hatcher. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 12/15/22, Mr. Hatcher performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was a moderate degree of airway obstruction period. The air velocity index was greater than 1. However, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was insignificant change, period. Paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with an insignificant bronchospastic component, period. Thank you.